Hey, 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 we are here with a Coco bit today.
Hey, we came to play. Look, I was trying to rhyme with you, Chloe, but
that's just not your forte at this point.
It fell short. It fell short.
Jesse and Drea's song, Boyfriend, Girlfriend.
And wife. Ba-doom, doom.
It wasn't.
But you know what? Give me a pat on the back for the consistency, because I'm going to keep trying.
We love it. And the effort is lovely.
Look, and then when it hit, it is going to be you. I need all the praise when it finally is a good rhyme.
You're going to have to give me a pat on the back, baby. You going to get all of it.
Look, okay? I need it. Well, welcome back, Miss World Traveler.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
I was out and about this last time.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to come home. I went to the Cayman Islands, got back Sunday at like 1 a.m. because our flight kept getting pushed back southwest. Because we're supposed to arrive at 9:15. It ended up being 1 a.m. and then after dropping my friend off and getting home, I didn't get home until 2 a.m. that day. And
that's tough.
Then had to go to work the next day. So
you did? Oh no.
Yeah, I know. That's the first time really
that day before.
Yeah, and usually I would do that, but I have so many plans this year. I gotta conserve my
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I'm like, goodness, but it was a good trip. Yeah. I feel like I would highly recommend the Cayman Islands. If you don't know where that's at, it's like, I think Cuba is next to it, Haiti, it's above Jamaica. I can't remember what else is close to, but there's a whole bunch of other islands over there. But anyways.
Because I'm geographically challenged, I appreciated that note.
Mm-hmm. Look, me too. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I ran into like a guy outside my apartments, and it came up somehow. I was taking my trash out, and he was like, it's by the Virgin Islands, right? I was like, no, Cuba, Jamaica, Haiti.
Cuba, Jamaica.
Yeah, because I had to look it up when somebody else asked me. I was like, let me look, because I don't remember. Now I at least have those, and it'll make more sense why I'm remembering this as I tell you how the trip went.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of what y'all need to know in case y'all ever go.
Yes,
to the Cayman Islands.
Oh yes, please do. Yeah. Drop them gems.
So, travel bugs.
I'll start from when I went with my friend Rachel. She's a newer friend. We had a great time. You know, people worry about, is the trip going to go well?
Look, I was worried for you. I ain't even going to lie. I was like, did you pass her information off to everybody else? So that way we know
where you are in the world.
Look, Chloe said she wasn't concerned. So if Chloe ain't concerned, we ain't concerned about you either.
She's a nice woman.
But
okay, so when we first get there, on the way, there was a delay, you know, Southwest. I said, this might be the last time I ever fly Southwest. But it wasn't that bad. We're supposed to land at like 2 p.m. in Cayman Islands, which, by the way, the same time as they're on Eastern time, but they don't do daylight savings. So the time was the same as Texas. So that was nice. Didn't have to adjust to anything like that. But when we got there, we took a cab to get to our Airbnb. And the cab driver is very talkative. Like, he talked the entire ride. Like, got down into his personal life and stuff. And talked about his kids. And I want my kids to be able to come to me about anything. And they do. And he was just going on and on. It was funny, but I was talking back. I was like, yeah, I was like, break those generational curses. And he was telling us about all the places he's been to more states than I have in the U.S. I can't remember how many he had said. And then to some other countries, he wants to be really well traveled, but he wants to hit all of the states eventually. But he was really nice. So that was a nice start to it. And then when he dropped us off, they take Visa down there. And the taxi ride was $40. $40. It was like American a 20-minute ride.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Mm. Very expensive. You got and
off the boat. Off the plane.
And they have, they don't have like Airbnb. I mean, they don't have Uber and what's the other one called? They don't have Uber and Lyft or anything. They banned it so that it wouldn't take business away from their taxis.
So, oh, okay.
Which it definitely would with that ride being $40.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
I was like, Lord. But anyway, he was really nice. He was like, let me make sure that you guys get into your Airbnb. So he walked to our door with us. Then it had like, I don't know if y'all have ever seen one of these keypads to get inside. But this one was like kind of crazy because it was... You press the button. The numbers are in like four different circles. You press one number and then the circles and all the numbers shift. And then you press the next number and it shifts places every single time you punch in a number. Yeah, so that way nobody can watch you put in the code and think they know what you put in because it's swapping every time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Ah, yeah. Love that.
But we were struggling to get in at first.
We're like, it's a great security feature even for me.
Right. Couldn't even get into your own place.
The time was at like 3:30 and we were a little bit early, so we were wondering if that was why, but I just think we weren't putting the code in right because there was like a button at the bottom too. And then once you press that, it lets you in. But like I said, the taxi driver was really nice. He was even like, well, let's call the Airbnb people. I don't want to leave without making sure that y'all can get in first. So once we finally got in, cool. But I was like, oh, he's really sweet. And he gave us his card. And he's like, let me know if you need a ride somewhere else. We're like, okay. So the Airbnb's decent. It's cute little Airbnb. So when we first get there, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. I was like, well, I need to go to the store. And we wanted to pick up like some snacks. You know, when you're on vacation, sometimes it may take you a while to leave wherever you're staying. So we just wanted like a few things to snack on. In case we weren't planning on going to get breakfast and going straight to where we were. So The grocery store is in walking distance. The beach is right across the street from my Airbnb. Like, it was just nice. You could hear the waves crashing and stuff when you're outside. And then there was...
Oh, that's so soothing. It
was very much. And then there was a restaurant in walking distance too, which was also like an oceanfront restaurant. But the first thing we noticed when we got to the Airbnb, this damn rooster... Freaking.
Why is there always a rooster?
Right. It would not shut up. I was like, oh, is this what we're going to have to deal with while we're here? Mm. And so anyway, starts pouring down rain. So we had to wait until that stopped. And then we decided, okay, we're going to walk to the grocery store, get the stuff we need. On the way, no sidewalks, lots of cars driving by. I'm not like really worried because I'm like, they do this all the time. Like everybody around here, like we've seen people walking around already, but I'm like, how do y'all trust that none of these cars are going to run you over? And not only that, but on the way, we saw roosters the whole way to the grocery store and some chickens, or I don't know if they're considered hens. I don't know, but roosters and chickens.
Dang.
All the way on the way to the grocery store.
Poultry just walking around.
Right. Just grab your chicken if you really want.
Right. It was so weird. It just made me feel like, you know how you have the state, everybody has like a state bird. I was like, is there state bird? Like the rooster or chicken or something? No, I meant to look that up because I'm like, they are legit everywhere you go. But anyway, we're walking to the grocery store and we let some guy say, yell out the window, I thought you looked familiar. And then we look up. And it's our taxi driver. We're like, oh, hey. That's hilarious. Yeah, he had mentioned before, like, well, if I see you guys again or run into you guys. So that was the first time he saw us again. So we get to the grocery store, which is called their grocery store chain. Their big one is called Foster's. So that's where we went. I think we noticed from the jump going into the grocery store, there was like all this... why can't I think of the damn word? Variety with different races. Give me the
diversity?
Name. Diversity. Thank you. Why was that?
That's not where I thought you were going with this conversation.
First of all, I was not expecting that to be what you were trying to say about when you're in the grocery store.
I was like, you mean a variety of food? What do you mean?
No, we noticed a big variety, different, a lot of diversity in people. Like we saw, and we had talked about this. We saw Asians, Hispanics, of course, Black. A few white people sprinkled in here and there, which that actually ended up becoming a thing because we started counting out when we saw white people. Because, me and her are both used to seeing white people everywhere. And I think that's probably one of the least, like her being the minority in an area for the time. So
right,
it just became this funny game where we're like, oh, there's another white person.
Not where's Waldo in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, but where's white people instead?
Oh, that is so funny.
But I did think that was interesting. Going to the grocery store and we saw all these snacks, and I had remembered, I was like, oh yeah, I was like, Cayman Islands is a British territory, so they're gonna have that chocolate I've been wanting. You know they make their chocolate way better over there.
Oh yes, Europe just.
I had made sure. Yeah, I had made sure I had got me some chocolate, and I had grabbed my sister and my brother-in-law a couple rum cakes while we was up in there. Yeah,
loves.
I don't care for rum cake, but they love it.
It's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then when we're leaving the grocery store, it's dark. We got too much stuff. So I was like, let me call the taxi and see if he could come get us. I was like, hey, I'm not sure if you know who this is. He was like, no. I was like, you just saw us walking to, I was like, can you come get us from Foster's? He's like, sure, which one? I was like, I don't know. I was like, you just seen us walking. He's like, oh yeah, okay. He was like, I'll be there in a second. So he picks us up. Yeah, picks us up, drops us off. Another $7 ride, but no big deal.
look, you got it.
We didn't do much the first day though, aside from that. And then when it got dark, we ended up walking over to the little beachside restaurant over there, and they have like this little outdoor patio area with tables and stuff right in front of the ocean, basically. And it was just a really beautiful scene. So I was like, oh, is this what we're gonna have the whole time we're here? And the food was delicious.
Girl, I was salivating over the pictures.
Yeah. I know. And my sister and brother-in-law was like, it seemed like the only pictures you posted was food pictures. Look, I had to get some food and drinks in.
Signs
there,
okay? Of a good trip.
Okay.
Right. And I never focus on the food on a trip. And you know, Lisa got me wanting to make sure I checked.
You got
And she was trying to get all the fresh seafood she could. So I was like, maybe I should do that too. So that was our first day. The next day, we wanted to go to this turtle center. And I don't know if y'all saw the turtle video we did.
But
we wanted to go see the turtles and whatever else they had to offer. So we're trying to figure out transportation, though. So that was the drawback of not staying on like an all-inclusive resort. And the manager of the Airbnb, she was really nice. She was giving my friend a lot of really good helpful information. She was like, travel, you guys can take the public bus, or you can take the taxis, but that will get expensive. She was like, honestly, the best mode of transportation would be if you guys rent a car. So we're like, I don't know about that, but let's for now just try the public bus to get to where we're going. So first we're like, okay, so where's the bus stop? Is there one near? So I was like, well, let's just walk across the street and go towards where the beach is. And so we walk down there. There's actually a sidewalk on that side of the road. We walk over there and there's actually one of those bus stops. So just a few minutes later, here comes a bus. It stops. We get on. Their buses, though, they kind of look more like vans. So if you imagine a van, it's everybody's sitting close. So we get on. It's like nothing but dudes.
Oh, no.
And we're like, this is awkward. And we got to sit all close to people. But it was cool. So we don't really know what to do when we get on the bus, right? We're just riding. And we're talking amongst ourselves. Like, so do we tell him where we're going? Like, what do we do? So we're just kind of watching other people.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that's hilarious. You're both just looking at each other like, are
right. We were so lost. Right. In another country.
That was not a great
right. And the only reason why I was not so concerned is because I knew that Cayman Islands is one of the safest vacation destinations and they have very, very little crime.
Okay.
The only crime they say you really need to worry about is petty theft. People stealing. Don't leave your stuff around and somebody might steal it. Like, that's about it. So I wasn't too concerned just because I knew we were in a safe place. But we're just watching other people and we're watching them, like, I guess let them know, like, hey, this is my stop. And then they stop. I don't think they're stopping if you don't say this is my stop or if somebody's not there to pick up. And they was giving them their cash. So I was like, everybody's giving him cash. Are we sure they take visas? So we were like, I don't know. So anyway, you know, he keeps driving after me. Right. He ends up picking up a person and he said something about turtles. I didn't hear him, but she was like, I think he mentioned turtles. I think he's going where we need to go. I was like, okay. So he takes him to the turtle. The guy asked for the turtle farm. So he takes him to the turtle farm. We want to go to the turtle center, but I turned my GPS on because I was like, well, let me make sure Turtle Farm and Turtle Center are the same thing. So put in GPS. He's making every single turn that my GPS is saying to make. And then when we get there, of course, you're at your destination. So we didn't get off. Well, she was like, well, he said Turtle Farm. I'm not sure if that's the same as Turtle Center. I'm like, that's why I turned my GPS on, girl. It took us there, but we're so busy amongst each other trying to figure out if we're there or not. The bus takes off.
Oh my God. Girl.
The bus takes off and we're like, uh-oh. So she's starting to panic a little bit. She, you know, she said she panics, you know, in situations she gets easily panics. She's like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have to say something. I was like, well, don't say anything now because he ain't about to turn around and drop us off. We were just there. And so he's like still dropping people off. And finally she's like, I'm just gonna say something. She's like, we need to go to the turtle center. He was like, we were just at turtle center. But at the point where he finally dropped off everybody and nobody else was on the bus but us, that's when we asked about the cash aspect. Which I'm kind of glad it ended up happening that way because they don't take card. Thank God we didn't ask this in front of all those other people.
They'd have been like, what you mean?
We only take cash. And we're like, oh, I'm so sorry, but we don't have cash.
Oh, my God.
He was like, why did this lady tell us they take Visa everywhere, but told us about the public transportation, but forgot to mention that they only take cash? So we end up telling her about that later. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think about that. So we went and paid the bus drivers $2 a person. And we're like, there was no ATM in there. So a lady gave us the $4. He was like, oh, I thought there was an ATM. So just so you know, future reference, sir, no ATM in the Turtle Center. But anyway, we go back. We pay for entry into the Turtle Center. And we're actually having a nice conversation, though, with the employees about where we came from and stuff. And two of them were like, oh, we just came back from Texas. One of them had been in Dallas and the other one, she couldn't remember what city she was in. So it was just nice chatting it up with them a little bit. But so we went outside to the Turtle Center stuff. More roosters.
Oh my God.
Everywhere.
It's like, shut up. We cannot escape y'all asses. But right there was like some water. We look in the water and there's like these gigantic turtles. Like they're all huge. I was expecting to see little turtles. They were like them big ass 100-year-old turtles.
Are they sea turtles or are they just land turtles?
I don't even know. I just know they was big as hell. And there was a shit ton of them in there. Just you could hear they little arms or whatever they got flopping around in the water. But we were all amazed. We're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
I love turtles.
And then we end up walking around. We find this, it's like bird sanctuary thing. They have like all these different birds in there. They're freely flying around. I was like, I don't like this.
I don't blame you. I don't
know. I hate birds. She They're wasn't bothered at all, but I was like, she didn't even flinch when they flew by. And I'm just like, ducking. Like, I don't like this. And then I kind of calmed down after I realized. I was like, you know what? Birds, I know they got a really good view and they know and they see where they're going. So I don't need to worry about them flying in me or anything. And none of them did. But that was short lived. We also saw some people swimming. You could swim with the turtles. We had zero plans on getting anybody's water. So we just watched a little bit. But I was like, that's a real cool experience. Right. That's and then a lot we
of
end up
in that space that you sent that video of. I was like, nah, right? I ain't getting in that water neither. I know it don't smell great.
There was a different part where I think had a lot fewer turtles, but I'm still not trying to swim with nobody's turtles. Neither of us were trying to do that. Mm. But we're walking around and we end up running into this lifeguard. He's like this young Indian guy, really attractive, but he just looked a little too young for me. Mm. And we ended up striking up a conversation with him. Mm. He was cool. He cracked us up in conversation because we were talking about the safety around there. I was like, yeah, well, looking it up, I saw that this is like one of the safest vacation destinations. And he was like, yeah, he's like, people are always walking around at night. He's like, I just saw a lady jogging by herself in the dark this morning. He's like, you don't really have to worry about people around here messing with you. Like, everybody's really nice. Cool. You don't really have to worry about men like harassing you if they're trying to talk to you or anything. And he looks at me. He was like, I mean, they might see you and be like, hey, baby, you from Jamaica?
Look, they're trying to get their 90-day fiance on.
Girl. And I did see a couple stare downs. We're at the Airbnb and this guy was walking by and I was just like, avoid eye contact. Because he was doing that.
Looking straight ahead. Right.
He was doing that, you know, that Samuel L. Jackson stare on that meme from that Black Snake Moan movie.
Oh.
Where he's like, staring like pretty. That's how he was looking while he was walking by. Like, bruh.
Oh, no, that's not all right.
Mm-mm. No. No. That's all right. Anyway. So the Indian guy, he's like, well, maybe I'll run into you guys later. And we're like, okay, I guess. We go to the grocery store later. Guess who we see?
Same cab driver.
No, the Indian guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Such a small town.
Right. And I was like, maybe that's why they always say, well, if I run into you later, because they know they're probably gonna run into somebody later.
Hmm.
So we're at the store, he's like, see, I told you I'd run into you guys. And so we had ended up deciding on a rental car by that time. And we told him how much we rented it for. It was like $65 a day with a $120 deposit. And he was like, oh, I could have got you guys one for cheaper than that, like $25 a day. It was like, well, we didn't know. The Airbnb lady set us up with this guy who was apparently trying to start his car rental business. So that was a little weird in itself. Like, wait, so this isn't like a business? He's just trying to get this off the ground? Okay.
Everybody's
we trusted it because it was the Airbnb lady.
Look, that's them helping each other out. Right.
We trusted it was the Airbnb lady. So we end up getting the rental car. We're just like kind of nervous because we're like, we got to learn how to drive on the opposite side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
how did that go?
The first run was a little rough, understandably, because everything is in reverse. Like even the signal light was also on the other side of the wheel. She kept reaching for that on the left side.
Right.
But it was a windshield wiper. I don't know. Everything was reversed. So I wasn't really worried, though, because he was telling us, like, don't worry. People are used to people around here knowing that they're not used to driving around here. And they will just go around you. And that's exactly what they did. The directions were in meters. So every 800 meters, just about, there's another roundabout on their main highway. They didn't have any lights. It was just roundabouts. So basically, I ended up being the navigator while she drove. Like, it truly, really, truly took some teamwork in that aspect.
Team building exercise.
Right. Team building exercise. Because at one point, I was like, girl, you want me to drive? She's like, no. She's like, you'll see. You'll see when it's your turn. When we first get the car, we're on our way to this bar I wanted to try, and it ended up being at the Ritz-Carlton. And so it was a little bit confusing trying to figure out where it was, because it was telling us to make a left to get in the parking lot. But she was like, where? There's no parking lot. So we had to turn around. And then I was like, well, turn into here. There was another part that looked like the hotel. So come to find out, you park on the other side of the street and then go inside the hotel. And there's a hallway linking you to the hotel on the other side of the street. So that was really confusing at first. But we dropped our car off with the, what you call the people that take the car?
The valet.
The valet. My words are just not coming to me today.
It's all good.
Dropped the car off to the valet. And our guy, it was a black man, but he had a British accent. So I'm like, okay, here's another one that obviously is not from here. And then we walked over to the restaurant. And we walked in there. We was like, oh, shit, this is nice. Ritz-Carlton. Mm. All these plants outside. We had to walk down some grandiose stairs to get outside. We just saw all these families out there. And we went to the bar that we were trying to go to. And we ordered a pina colada. I don't know if y'all saw that picture, but it was like the white drink with the orange. That shit was so good.
It looked nice.
We were both like, these are so good.
I was loving your pictures. I was so jealous.
I know my brother-in-law was like, oh, those, you look like you had a lot of good drinks. but that shit was delicious. And we probably ordered about two more drinks. We ate some food. And we didn't realize the drinks were $25 each.
Oh, that's Vegas prices.
$25 each. And I was like, you know what? You're at the Ritz-Carlton, so you shouldn't even be surprised.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, five stars.
Right. But it was a nice little area. It was like in the pool. It was like a pool bar. So people were over there going to the pool, coming to the bar, hanging out. I didn't care for my food. I ended up having them take it back because it was supposed to be squid ink pasta. It's angel hair pasta, squid ink, which is like the black pasta with shrimp or whatever. Why was the pasta chopped into little bits and pieces? And then it was crunchy.
Well, your first mistake was angel hair pasta. You don't like angel hair? I love me some angel hair. Disgusting.
It's okay. I could deal with it, but not chopped in bits and pieces and fried. Like, y'all couldn't have said that on the menu? That's not...
Right, yeah. Be more detailed on the menu. Because
I would not have gotten
bad
it.
Bad pasta choice.
I would not have gotten that had I known that. But anyway, while we're there, we start noticing, like, all the people that work here have a flag on their shirt. And we're like, oh... Like, so are they wearing flags to represent their countries? Everybody had a different flag on their shirt. So there's this fine ass man. I didn't know what he was at the time. He was one of the bartenders that ended up coming out, but he looked Hispanic. And she was talking about, oh, he has a flag on his shirt. I wonder what that is. I was like, I don't know. Let me ask. I was like, excuse me, what country is your flag on your pin? He's like, oh, I'm from Cuba. It's like, you ever been to Havana? Ooh. We're like, no, but in my head I'm thinking, if they make them like you, maybe I need to go, because
okay, people, come on, little Havana,
a little educational tour to Havana, come on.
Right, he was beautiful. And she was like, yeah, she was like, yeah, I only wanted to know what the pen was because he was hot. I'm like, girl. He was real fine. And then I've asked him, the lady that was over there, her pen, her flag was from Cambodia. So we're like, dang, there's really, you know how I said we noticed the diversity earlier? I'm like, there are people here from all over the place. And I'm assuming now that they're all here for work. Mm-hmm. Well, because probably a lot of people with money come to Cayman Islands. So it probably is a really good place to come and make some money. So that was nice. I think that was the second day. I think we went home after that. Another day, we ended up going to eat at we went to the beach the next day across the street, and the Airbnb had beach chairs, umbrellas, beach towels, all that we needed. So we just walked across the street, ran across the street, because we were on a curb. It was hard to see those cars coming. So we ran across the street with our stuff and found a little nice spot, and though the water was beautiful, the water was clear, but guess what I seen walking along the beach while I was there?
Another rooster.
Yes.
Living his best
life. Right. And some chickens. Chickens
following
him.
Like, hey,
hey. Right. Chickens following him down the beach. And then after we're done with the beach, I think we got ready to go have dinner at this really nice spot. It was like a you know how you see scenery where it's like very a lot, like lots of cliffs and then the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It was off of an area like that. It was really beautiful. I was just mm-hmm. like, I can't believe we're out here right now.
Like an overlook
type yes of thing. And eating outdoors, and it was just so beautiful. And there's barely anybody there, and that was even better. I'm assuming on the weekend it probably would have been, because I think we went on a Thursday. But the food was good there too. We ended up ordering this pasta with it was like an Alfredo or a shrimp scampi, but we got it creamy, and there's a big piece of lobster tail put on top. Mm. So that was delicious. Had like 3 or 4 drinks there. Got some nice pictures of the sunset, and the lights went down. They had turned the tiki torches on. It was just a really nice spot. After that, we decided to find something nightlife related to go to. So we did some looking up, and we found this place. It was like a jazz. They looked like they had like some swanky type of drinks, cocktails and stuff. So we're like, let's just go try there. Hmm. And we get there, and it's this big place called Kamana Bay. At least I don't know if you remember when I took you and Robert over to the Domain, where it had like all those rooftop bars and all those fancy shops and stuff and restaurants. It looked looked a lot like that.
Oh, like the rooftop one we went to?
Yeah, like the shopping center.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm following you now. Yeah.
It looked like some bougie shops. They had a movie theater over there. People was over there working out at the gym, all these restaurants. So we just parked and pretty much walked to find the place we wanted to go to. But it was super nice place. And then it's even nicer because it's like they have like a waterfront, which didn't see till the last night, but they had these taxis, water taxis. So that would have been something nice to know about sooner.
You don't know what you don't know. So
I mean, I told her, I was like, well, you know, some of this is our fault for not doing enough research, but it'd be nice if that Airbnb lady mentioned the water taxis.
Right, that would be a fun experience. You know,
yeah, and very useful when you find out why later. But we went to the jazz bar. We noticed it was a lot of Hispanic people working in there. I think they were all from Cuba. It was a really nice place. Their booths were really cute and like private. The three guys playing music, they were taking like current day hits and playing them on a saxophone, a violin, and the drums. And it was really cool. Like, I loved that vibe. And I really wish, I mean, who's to say there's no place around here like that, but that was really nice. I would want to go again. And then some girl and her boyfriend showed up, and she somehow ends up on the mic singing. Then she ended up playing. Uh-uh. Yes. Then she ended up playing the drums. Like, girl, how did you end up working here tonight? Showing off, being all multi-talented and stuff. But after we left there, we got back to the Airbnb. I did not realize how much I had to drink until I did not start feeling very well.
Oh.
I tried to sleep and I couldn't sleep because I felt like my head was spinning.
Oof,
and I got up, went to the bathroom, and immediately was like,
bleh.
Oh,
you
and
got
then there was another stuck. One.
Oh,
and then
no.
there was another one. And then there was another one. When I thought I was done throwing up, I'm like, oh my God. And it's like spewing out like every time. It was a lot.
Projectile.
Coming out my nose and everything. And I was like,
oh girl.
You know that hurts.
You was drunk.
Right. Girl. And I didn't feel none of those drinks until the very last one.
Was it all pina colada? What kind of drinks was there?
Nope. I was mixing it up, girl.
Girl, you know better than that.
No. Rookie moves. Mistakes were made.
I just wanted to try this drink and this drink. Oh, this looks good. Let me try this drink.
Yeah.
But
and you probably didn't drink enough water for the day.
No, either. I don't think we were ever getting enough water.
See,
and the sun,
gotta be hydrated,
right? And part of that was me not wanting to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. So I was like, "Nah, I'm not about to sit up here and drink a whole bunch of water because I know I'm just gonna have to pee all the time if I do that." But I felt so much better after I got that out.
Oh my God, I'm sure
it was terrible. Then I was able to sleep. We wanted to get up earlier the next day, but that didn't happen. And neither one of us wanted to get up. When we finally got up, that's when we got ready to go to the other side of the island. That's where Starfish Point was and Rum Point. Those were two places we wanted to go. But on the way there, we stopped at this restaurant that the car rental guy recommended. It was like a sports bar. It was all right. But I really did like the atmosphere. And when you go into the restaurant, there's a whole outdoor sitting area. And then the indoor sitting area is completely open to the outdoor sitting area. Why did a rooster walk up in that bitch?
Yeah. And the thing
like he owned the place.
He did. Roosters. Right. You cannot escape these things. cannot. But it was funny because we were like, I think this is the most white people we've seen since we've been here.
That's where they was hiding out.
They was watching Soccer Girl, and we heard this man yelling at the TV, and I was like, he either from Australia or New Zealand with that accent. But he was not playing about that soccer game.
Oh, soccer. I thought you said Stalker Girl, as in like a movie named Stalker Girl. And I was like, why is he yelling at the TV? I don't get it.
Soccer game.
Sorry, football. My bad.
So we finally leave, drive to the other side of the island. And it's a whole different experience over there. All these huge houses. I was like, they are rich over here. Freaking cliffs and oceans right behind their house, just crashing. Like, it was beautiful over there.
Oh, that's dope.
And a lot more secluded. So I don't regret staying on the side we stayed on. That wouldn't have been the area. It was a little too secluded for me. But we get to Starfish Point, and we walk to the water, and we started looking for starfish, and I think we found like 3 or 4 of them. So that was really cool. Weren't allowed to pick them up, but we could basically touch them. I didn't know they felt like really hard, like shells. So they were really hard and like pointy on the top of them. So that was cool. These people came by on a yacht. I was jealous. They was playing To the Window.
Oh, wow.
Hits from around that time they were playing. They stopped there.
Wow. Oh, ski, ski.
Hey. Oh, ski, ski. God damn. Sorry.
Really, really dry. Yeah,
I had to finish it off. I can't. That's not a song that you just to the window.
You're right. I committed a party foul.
They
parked their little yacht and jumped off the water, was playing their music loud. I guess we got some free music.
Hey.
And then they hopped on their boat. After a little bit and left, I was sad, but it's all right.
She was sad. I was enjoying music.
They took the damn music with them. But anyway, it was just real nice to see that really nice area and those big homes and find some starfish. That was pretty cool. And that's pretty much where we ended our day. That was our last day. And then the next day we headed home on a whole bunch of delayed flights and finally made it back at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Back to America.
Right. So, yeah. I would highly recommend Cayman Islands. The people are real sweet. Make sure it's real money driven. So, make sure you have cash.
Cash.
I don't think you don't got to worry about your safety. I was scared at the ATM when she was getting money because all of a sudden these people walked up and I didn't like the way they was looking. But I guess they really was just minding their business. I'm like, I'm too Americanized because if somebody do that when you at the ATM, you don't know what they about to do.
Americans got PTSD just off top and nobody wants to talk about
that. Yeah,
because
this man kept scooching up more and more. And I was like, what is he doing? I was like, you know what? I'll wait and get my money from another ATM. She's like, all right. And then I told her in the car, I didn't like that. But, you know, I realized later, like, it is nothing like here out there. And you don't really have to worry about that.
But it's also good that you're aware as well, though, because don't be that American girl out there like, oh, I trust everybody.
Yeah.
And then get disappeared. Please don't do that.
I don't think I ever could. I mean, even with the guy with the rental car, she didn't, you know, my friend was worried, like, well, how do we know we're going to get our deposit back? And he gave it back. It was in cash. You know, they don't have a paper trail like we do here for everything. So it's just, island life is real easygoing and I love it, and I will be back.
Yes. Well, you'll have to definitely post some pictures and let the people see what you was experiencing.
I definitely will.
Heck yeah, man.
Thanks for sharing. We need to take a trip.
Sounds like a great trip.
It was. You're welcome. Maybe you can go with me next time.
For real.
That would be so dope.
I feel like
it would.
the podcast on the road. Be like, right, the girls doing the Caymans, the girls doing this and that. We should definitely think about that.
Yes. But that's all I got for y'all today. Hope you check out the Cayman Islands one day. And if you do, feel free to ask me what you need to know.
Right.
Let them know about your journey. Mm-hmm.
Tell them all about the roosters.
They everywhere is what it sounds like.
Except on that other side of the island.
Yeah. Look, that's because they paying for them not to be there. Right.
They was on Starfish Point, though. They was on the beach over there. I forgot. But you did, that didn't seem as frequently. But anyway. Until next time, my friends.
Yes. Thank you for sharing.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us.
Love ya.
Coco Convos Pod on all platforms.
Bye. Thank you.